We are here at the opening of the corn crib for the normal corn belters. With me is Rod Weinzierl with the Illinois Corn Growers. And Rod, why don't you tell us about this new stadium here, this new baseball stadium, and what the Illinois Corn Growers had to do with it.
Sure, Cindy. This is a new baseball team, professional baseball team here in the Bloomington Normal area. And the team the fans of the Bloomington Normal area had a poll or a contest to select the name of the team, and they ended up selecting the team name, the Corn Belters. Well, when they did that, having the headquarters of the Illinois Corn Growers, Illinois Corn Marketing Board here in the Bloomington Normal area, we thought, well, you know, this is probably a marketing opportunity that we need to consider. And lo and behold, we worked out an agreement with them and was able to work with them, and we named the stadium the Corn Crib. For us older folks, you know, we all know what the Corn Crib is out on the farm, but apparently the next generation coming along views the crib is means home or home of the Corn Crib. So we thought it was a pretty neat name, and it really kind of points out the communication bridge that we're trying to build with the general public and with, you know, the next generation about what is corn about, what is farming about, the image of farmers. And we just thought this was just a good place where we needed to start in our own backyard.
Mm-hmm. And this is a pretty significant investment for the corn growers. How does your membership feel about it? How your board feel about it when you brought this idea to them?
Well, you know, if it would have been maybe 5 years ago when, you know, ag was just kind of cruising along relative to the image that the non-ag folks, 98-99% of the population has towards agriculture, probably would have been a lot different response. But, you know, today farmers in general, corn, livestock producers, all feel like we're a little bit under attack, under the gun. And I think there is really strong support for us to do a lot more image building with farmers, not only corn farmers, but other commodities and livestock, and then just this gives us a platform to do that.
Besides the corn growers, are there other commodity groups involved in this project?
With our agreement here, we were able to bring in some other commodity groups. Illinois pork and Illinois beef are involved. If you look at the menus, we got an Illinois pulled pork sandwich. We got a pork chop sandwich. There'll be an Illinois beef ribeye sandwich on the menu, and then also Prairie Farms from the dairy side are also involved. And we thought it was good. We appreciate them coming in within our sponsorship. It gives us a chance to not only promote corn, but obviously livestock's a big market for corn, and gives us a chance to help with the livestock message as well.
Even in a state like this, one of the top corn-producing states, I know you go back and forth with Iowa on that title, but even right here in an area like Bloomington Normal, where you've got corn fields just over the just, you know, around the next bend, people are still somewhat removed from the farm, aren't they?
Yeah, it's really interesting. There's been some media testing, working with Illinois Soybeans and Farm Bureau. I know they've done some interviews here in town with just people on the street. You listen to some of the local radio stations, and, you know, it's maybe in one sense disappointing, but in another sense, you know, the public, whether they're in Chicago or in New York or here in Bloomington Normal, there's a lot of work that we need to be doing improving the image of farmers, and that's what we're about, and I think this creates a perfect venue for us to do so.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Rod, here at the opening of the Corn Crib in Normal, Illinois. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.